This past week, the U.S. military death toll in Iraq reached the grim milestone of 2,000. 107 American civilian contractors have also died, and 22 United Nations employees. The British military has lost 97 men and women. One Albanian has died, one Algerian, four Australians, one Bosnian, 19 Bulgarians, nine Canadians, one Colombian, two Croatians, one civilian from the Czech Republic, two soldiers and one civilian from Denmark, four Egyptians, two soldiers from El Salvador, two soldiers from Estonia, six civilians from Fiji and one soldier from Fiji, two civilians from Finland, three civilians from France, one soldier from Georgia, one civilian from Germany, two Hungarians, one civilian from India, one Indonesian, one soldier from Ireland, 30 Italians, two Japanese diplomats and four other Japanese civilians, 19 Jordanians, one military engineer from Kazakhstan, one Kuwaiti civilian, one Latvian soldier, three civilians from Lebanon, three civilians from Macedonia, 15 civilians from Nepal, two soldiers and one civilian from the Netherlands, one New Zealander, three Pakistanis, six Filipinos, 17 soldiers and four civilians from Poland, one Romanian, four Russians, three soldiers from Slovakia, one civilian from Somalia, 12 South Africans, four South Koreans, 11 Spaniards, six Sudanese, five Syrians, two soldiers from Thailand, 30 civilians from Turkey, 18 Ukrainians, one Venezuelan, and one soldier from Zimbabwe. The Iraqi military is estimated to have suffered between 4,800 and 6,300 deaths, and according to the website IraqBodyCount.net, between 26,732 and 30,098 Iraqi civilians have died.